We're going to talk about 4.5%
IPAs for some reason, because I don't know. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? What is my embouchure here is in the desk. Tap, tap, boom, tap, a tap, a tap, a boom. Yeah, okay, it's using the right one. Just crank the nasty on that. That didn't sound right at all. I am Ross. I am not joined by anyone, and all on my own, happily hoping that very soon all American beers are going to be removed from our NSLCs. I'm attempting to drink Nova Scotia Dry. Hooah! That's as political as we're going to get. I think we sometimes stray into the political, but mostly we just stray into opinions. And here is an opinion. I don't get session IPAs. I don't get it. Like, I get it, but I also don't get it. I get that there's a wish for, I want to go out, I want to have something with less alcohol in it, but where I land on that is just, have one. And, I'm not getting a triple IPA if I'm only going to stay there for like an hour, but I can nurse one beer over an hour, or a strong beer over like an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on how long you're kind of there for, and you can just sort that out. So this session IPA thing is all sort of, hey, would you like to go out and be able to like drink beer after beer after beer? Like, well, no, because they all cost like $8, $9, $11 each. So why would I want more than one? The whole thing for me going out is, I either want to have fun and have some beer, or I want to really, just have one, or I want to not spend a lot of money. That's it. So it's either not spend money or go out and drink. So because the two, it's difficult to do both. And what this session IPA thing is it's like the worst of both. It's just, I want to go out and not actually feel inebriated, but I also want to spend a lot of money to do that. That's why I don't get session IPAs. I think I'm slowly coming around to what I'm actually trying to talk about. I could not find, we're going to start by going with, there we go. So I've got three, and they're all, I've got a few little small cans. Here's the session IPA is out of Lazy Bear Brewing. I dig the can design. This was another one of the ones when we were talking with Aaron Norman of Lazy Bear, we grabbed a few cans from there. So I'm hoping these ones are all still, they're properly stored, everything. And so I'm hoping it's still good. No information on the internet outside of some untapped reviews, but we'll get to those if we're really feeling good. But it does say on the side, juicy, hazy, hoppy. So it is 4.5% juicy, hazy, and hoppy. And I'm like, that sounds cool. I would, That smells delicious. That smells like a juicy and hazy, a not very hoppy IPA. That it's bubbling. There's a lot of bubbles happening in there, which tells me it's probably coming out at the right temperature. I really do like taking things out of the cold rooms a few hours, let them warm up. Oh my God, I am. Yeah, if you're watching this either live or recorded, I am super cavemanning my beard currently. It's a production beard. I'm trying to look like the oldest member of town council is going to be the upcoming show. And in fact, I need to learn some lines before next week, but we're not going to learn them right now. So that's where why the wild man look. And I'm even trying to look, where the hair grows is a tempt. What is going on over there? Okay. Like all these, I'm like a Dalmatian. I've got these patches. It's white in some places and it's still dark in the others. That makes no sense whatsoever. My buddy John, he's got a full glorious beard, but I think he's also very patchwork with me. I gotta see if we need to get ourselves, what's that, it's not Grecian 2000, it was a Great Looking Gray was a product that was always online when I was a kid. First of all, there was no internet when I was a kid, or at least it was only for the military. Two, the product Great Looking Gray was on TV, and it would be on the cable, not exactly the cable late nights, but somewhere in there. All right, the haze was not happening. I had to get the entirety of the can, a 355 milliliter can, in a 20 ounce glass. The haze finally came through. Yeah, there we go. We got some good haze, and it was pretty light, mostly because, you know, what am I always saying? Unless you're brave, don't shake up your beer before drinking it. Do not do the thing. So, it is very, there's a good head on that. Look at that. That's had so much action in there, so I'm really, really looking forward to that. Definitely getting, it's not all just grapefruit. There's a, honestly, there's some mango going on in there. So I guess the juicy and the hazy, there's maybe more than one kind of citrus. There's a lot of fruits and different things going in there. I'd in fact love to get, I'd love to get the type of hops each time, because I think I'm starting to recognize there is a hop that tastes, it's got a very sweetened citrus, that mango, apricot kind of flavor to it. So perhaps that's the one that was used in this one. So the reviews are coming through with, nice and clean. I liked it, really liked it, really enjoyable. But again, this is coming down to this, not overly hoppy. Worth the trip to NS. Wow, you traveled to NS and you got off the plane. The first thing you said is, to Smith's Cove! Ho! Hop on the the dog sled. Mush! On your way. Did you come here for the Digby clams? No, I am here for Lazy Bear Brewing and nothing else. Pardon me, I have come from the Czech Republic. As you can tell by my very Czech accent. Getting through the head. Don't have to listen to me for very long. It is, there we go. It's like the haze, it's all mixing in there. This is the best part about getting, drinking it out of the glass. I think we went over this conversation where a buddy of mine wasn't getting everything from his can into a glass, and so it wasn't mixing, and he was only drinking the top of a can. It happened to be a sparkling mead, but he was not getting any of the flavor. It turned out to be a pretty weak mead, in my opinion. However, I hopefully helped him learn to drink it a little bit tasty better. This is still smelling the same way it did out of the can, maybe a little weaker, so it's going to be... It's. I'm expecting it to be a softer hop profile. Being a 4.5, being a session IPA, it's not going to blow my head off, and it's not going to be awkwardly bitter and, you know, picking the hops out of your teeth, as I was once known to say. But I'm looking forward to it. Here we go. Cheers. The fruit, the juiciness didn't punch. And maybe that's the point. To a session, even a session IPA, you're not supposed to get any kind of a punchy flavor. That's really good. That's really smooth on the outset. There's an interesting little bitter up front. It sort of grabs you with a little bit of a bitter, and then it rounds out this middle body of the juiciness, or the hazy fruit or hop profile in the middle. Smooth at the back end. 4.5%, yes. I mean, sessionable, yes. Is it a sessionable IPA? I don't think it's sessionable anything else. It's got way too much flavor for like a sessionable lower lager, or like a light blonde ale or things like that. So it definitely is there. Could you zing it up with a little bit more flavor? Yeah. It might no longer be a 4.5%. That's just it. Once you add more, like what I'm assuming... this is a bad place to be, but what I'm assuming about a session IPA is you take ingredients out of it in order to bring down the percentage. It's still very well balanced. It's incredibly well balanced. It's just, I would love to taste a full version of this. Did we have an IPA from Lazy Bear? I want to break free. I want to break free. When did we talk with Lazy Bear? We had the Whitbeer, the Amber, and the Lager. So, loved the Lager. This is... Oh, wait, here we go. Sorry, there we go. All right, that took way too long for me to figure out how these things work. ESB... The Infinity? Infinity Black IPA? Oh. When did we have that? Several Augusts ago, it looks. How come I don't see the preview here? 2 Augusts ago. Okay. Had their brown ale, their sour, their ESB, their amber ale. Oh, yeah, their brown ale. Twice. Whoops. Whatever. I had 2 cans. But I like this, and I the short answer is I would like to taste this full-flavored. The only bonus I can think of a 4.5% beer is I can review a bunch of them. Unlike 4 11% Imperial Stouts. That did not go well. I think, oh, that's so cool. I can just hit undo on my search, and then everything's back to chronological order. And all is well. Very good, though. I really like this. I struggle to give it a 9, but definitely high 8s. 8. I will go as high as an 8.9. 8.9 out of 10 for the Lazy Bear Session IPA. And that brings us to Candid. Candid Brewing Company is in Antigonish, I believe. College Street, Antigonish, Nova Scotia. And they have the Glory Days Session IPA. Ringing in at the same, 4.5%. This is the tall can, so I need to get out... I wish I could get out a larger glass, but my Candid one is only a 16-ouncer. Meh. And I did try to look up a couple things on the Candid website. Not much help there. However, on the Candid, actually does have a description, unlike most of the other ones. Glory Days is our ode to the lazy days of summer. It's minus 15 out. A good Antarctic summer going on right here. The time when the water is warm and the sunset lingers just a little bit longer, brewed with premium Pilsner malt and hopped exclusively with Sabro, Glory Days shines a bright yellow with loads of tangerine, coconut, and pineapple flavor. Don't let this one pass you by. Okay. So does that mean that we're going to get some really nice citrusy, fruity flavor in there as well? I completely failed on opening the can. But that's cool. Ooh. Oh, that's got a much more of a hop profile on the nose for sure. Heady as all get out. What was it talking about? A golden yellow. So this one's not hazy. These ones are very different from each other, for sure. That one is definitely... That's just it. The Lazy Bear tells you what it is, and it nails it. So honestly, maybe I'm being too mean with an 8.9. Because honestly, as a session IPA, I think the not full flavor is... The plan? The goal? The goal is what I mean to say. So for what it is, as a session IPA, I think it's really, really good. And then even tells you that it's a juicy... I'm hearing phantom dings from different places. So I'm trying to decide if I want to bring that mark up by quite a bit, because it was very delicious. And the Candid, it's smelling quite good as well. It's smelling less... fruity, though. That's more of the hop kind of... You just get that gag of hop going on. The third one I've got is not even a session IPA. It's a 5.0, but it's a smash. And I'm not sure, is a smash IPA? So smash stands for single malt, single hop. Ian and I talk about this all the time. It seems to be the only beer that we consistently do not like because it's the flavor that we don't like. Single malt, single hop brewing is a way to cut down on various brewing ingredients and appreciate what each aspect of a recipe brings to the table. A smash beer is a craft beer brewed with a single malt and hop, but like lean more like a New England IPA. Your first smash ale, smash this, smash... So it's only one... type, but obviously not amount of ingredient. So whereas most of these other ones are doing, oh, we've got 3, you know, 2 different chocolate malts and 3 different hops going in. The kit that I made, and in fact had, I think, 3 different grains and 2? No, maybe it only had 1 different hop. So, what conceptually, I've called the term smash to help drive simpler brewing. But is it a smash? Is it an ale? Is it a lager? Is it always what kind of beer is a smash? Smash IPA. So the 10 best tips for brewing smash beers. Like, those all look super hazy. What's going on? From the Robot Fish IPA. Nelson Smash. What we'll cover in this article. What is smash beer? It's all in the name. Technically fall under any style as long as they only include one malt and one hop. And they answer my next question. What is the goal of a smash beer? Understand flavor. Take an ingredient you don't want to change. Two-row base malt to other two-row base malt. Okay. Different things. Thank you, phone, for telling me things. It likens it to how winemakers approach wine. When we talk about grapes, it's just one thing at a time, and there's an advantage to making it. So then why aren't they super prevalent? Why can't you get like 16 smash beers all over the place? What are you expecting? What are you getting? I am really looking forward to that because over on the Hilltop Hops site, which is where the smash comes from, it's the summertime smash. So Hilltop Hops Smash. Eh? Thank you for supporting. Blah bitty blah bitty blah. It doesn't really have a nice 4.0. Oh no, that's the 4.5 smash. Over on their Instapoot. No, can't find it. Tourism. Okay, not finding a lot of information. Definitely would have been a good night for a lot of research to have gone into it, but for now, what we're doing is just trying to get the rest of the glory days into this glass. Shines a bright yellow. So, brewed with Pilsner malt and hopped with Sabro. Maybe Sabro is the one that I don't like all that much. Just kind of smells like hop. They do have some different flavors, scents. It smells distinctly like, it reminds me of Mosaic, because I feel like I know Mosaic really well. I don't know why, but I do. And I think it's just the Mosaic double IPA from Bad Apple Brewhouse. Not to totally get ourselves totally stuck in there. It's smelling a lot more citrus and mango-y in the glass, which is awesome. So I won't be too judgy because I haven't got everything in the cans in it, but I can definitely give it a good chug a swig. So a 4.5, a session IPA once again from Candid. Hoping to get some of these fruit flavors that they describe in there. Cheers. There's that interesting bitter up front again. More body, more flavor. In the middle, what's in the middle? The fruit was trying to come through in the middle, but it just turned into a little bit more bitter. And then, very smooth on the back end, tiny amount of burn. This feels more like what I don't like in an IPA. So maybe it feels more like, it's still sessionable. It's very easy to drink. This is quite good. I like a lot of things that are candid, honestly. We are expecting, I won't leave the sentence there, to go to Antigonish this summer. Spend a night or two, so I'm hoping to stop in for a pint, a pie flight or two. We shall see. Ooh, that's what I should do. Why don't I have, okay, my correct thing up here. Where are we staying in Antigonish this summer? He asked his wife, who makes all the plans. Basically, I was told that we're going to Antigonish and we're staying in Antigonish for a couple of nights. I was invited. My daughter wants to go to watch a football tournament that her boyfriend is in. So, whole family's going up. And so she said, oh, we could go up there and we could stay in Antigonish. And my mind went, I don't really want to go. And so I sort of put it at the back of my mind, and then my wife announced the next day, I've booked us a hotel for two nights during that football tournament. I'm like, oh. And of course, like any ambitious ADHD beer Nova Scotia beer drinker would do, I immediately started thinking, basically, as soon as I walk outside of my door, I think, towards which breweries am I going? We went down to Bridgewater because my daughter was playing volleyball down there. I thought about stopping in. They've got the King Street one, which is just a salt box location. So I think that's the only one in Bridgewater right now. Let's open up the old maps.google.com. Here we go. And of course, one of the first things that we notice is if we zoom in on everything over here in Port Williams, we still have the Bay of Fundy Brewing Company has actually updated itself. That's excellent. There's still a big Wayfarer sign on the side, but they do have their glassware is in. I think I posted a picture of that, and I was sad. What is that? 97 Leary Fraser Road. What? No, that's not what I'm looking for. I am looking for what's along here on the main street of, yeah, the King Street Beer Company. There it is. And it is definitely Saltbox. Another Saltbox brewery on the South Shore. Love their ciders, blah, 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 blah. So I think that's the only one in that area. Wait a minute. Firkenstein? Yeah, Shipwright is also... Shipwright's in Lunenburg, and it's also mostly Saltbox, I believe. I didn't realize... Have I tried to go to Firkenstein before? Man! Alright, so I should have gone to Firkenstein while I was down in Bridgewater. I thought Firkenstein was up the coast. I thought it was a little higher up the coast. I apparently don't know anything. Right. I've got everything in the candid now, so I'll give it another gulp with a fresh brain. There's the citrus. There's the fruit. The haze was at the... it was sitting at the bottom of the can. So now that it's swirled in there... Wow. Those are... similar. Really, really similar, despite the fact... I mean, one is a little bit more jaune than the other, but... easy to drink, delightful haziness. I'm not quite tangerine. Yep, coconut. No, pineapple. No, pilsner malt. I can't tell the malt or the anything else, but it's the other flavors. But definitely a tangerine flavor. So it's not super hoppy as it was before because I needed to get everything into the glass. Okay, yeah, I am getting the fruit flavor that I was looking for, and it's very nice, certainly very sessionable. It's honestly, I think it's got a little bit more body to it than the Lazy Bear, so even for a 4.5 sessionable, I'm thinking, mouthfeel and body is very, it's upper medium. Definitely bordering on full-bodied. So that is excellent. For what it is. I wouldn't be I don't go in every place saying, hey, do you have a hazy session IPA for me at 4.5%, please? I'd basically look, if they've got a hazy IPA at 7.7, I will say, give me that one. I don't want your other one. But I do, I also appreciate the cooler on the side of the glass. Mm-mm-mm. Yum. Rather, he says. Now, the final one, and honestly, I wish I didn't have to end on this one, because these scare me. Smashes scare me, but they've got the, Hilltop Hops Brewhouse, just a little outside of Windsor, specifically in, are they in Brooklyn? Brooklyn. They're up in Brooklyn and Hants County, and it is the New Ross Smash. New Ross over in the other direction, but I think they're both in the same parallel line. Back to the maps, please! Oh. She didn't respond. I wanted to look up how close we were staying and how close we are to the Candid brewing location, and that I might be able to say, good, everyone's home and you're all going to bed. I'm going to the pub. And the Baby will be fine. I am glad it's only a 355. Smashes frighten me. We haven't had a Smash that we liked. And I'm coming on the tail end of, so I wanted to just include it because I don't think we get the single malt, single hops all that often. And honestly, it's been in there a little while. Usually I like to, oh, that's got some, there was some pressure in there. But somehow managed to just get it all over me, but not all over my desk. Oh, now I got it all over my desk. Okay. See, there was a part one and a part two. All right, hang on. There's a little bit of cleanup to do here. Cleanup on aisle two. It's one of the oldest jokes around. But we have consistently had bad experiences with Smash. Ah, Hilltops Brewhouse is saying the Foundation Smash is a pale ale. Okay. Now, can I look up Hilltop Hops in... Oh, here we go. In the Untappd app, and I can get the Newport... The Doppler. No, it was called something else, wasn't it? Was it just called the Doppler? Ciders... What? Foundation Smash is a pale ale English... Summertime Smash is an IPA session. Show more. Lemon iced tea. Oh, come on. No, it's not letting me show anymore from there. So I guess it's just not letting me do the thing. Hilltop Hops New Ross Smash. Let's try this. I don't think it was finding the New Ross part of this. That's Smash Daddy. No, I don't think we want to call it that. The Mop, the Hilltops Brewhouse. So there's very little on this New Ross Smash. It does say 5.0%, but there's nothing else on the can. And what we learned vis-a-vis the internet was that smashes can be any kind of anything. So can you make a smash stout? Point of smash is to train your palate to know how to certain base malts and hops. A style of beer. Has that anyone done a smash stout? 10 pounds black pat. Once you go beyond base malt, pale two row, six row pil, you could not have a stout without another type of grain. Okay. So, quickly learning a little bit of some kind of math here is that I'm trying to do six things at once here. You can't make a smash stout because, well, I mean, you just can't. Because it requires only... It requires more than just one type of malt and one type of hop. Where it specifically has to mix the malts in order to... in order to be a stout, I guess. Oh, that's way the balls down there. College Street... Okay, yeah, our hotel from here is 5 minute walk, oh no, a 5 minute drive, 20 minute walk. Then again, it's not that bad. All right, so I can walk to Candid from the hotel that we're staying at. This is the important stuff that you need to learn. This is all very important information. What kind of smell are we getting off the top of this? We're getting... very little, not much, not a lot of personality coming off of this. I was just checking how far it was from the brewery in Antigonishi. What else? What other derogatory things can we call it? Antigonish is like I've been there several times. I have some good memories of Antigonish. However, it is the home of St. FX, and St. FX is the nemesis, I want to say. Not exactly nemesis, just rival. There's a good one. It's the rival to my university, which is right over there in Wolfville of Acadia. So we don't like St. FX. We don't like anyone. We don't like Dal. I think we like Mount A. I like Mount A. Screw everyone else. And I like Mount St. Vincent. You know, we like the small universities, but St. FX is that it's the rival university to ours. So Antigonish is like my rival town. So going there, I mean, I don't have an Acadia ring or anything like that, because that's dumb. Ooh, I got a spice off the top of that. It was a very mesquite kind of some Montreal steak. If I ever start making beers like from scratch, I'm definitely going to add in some really stupid stuff. The Montreal steak spice pineapple upside down cake IPA. Let's go. We'll do it just like that. And you know, some people might actually drink it. A little bit of a haze to this one. The smell, again, it's not a lot is coming off of this smell. Can't find anything on this. It's just a 5.0 smash from Hilltop Hops. And I don't know what else to compare it with. So let's give it a whirl. Spicy. Ooh. That is interesting. That is very interesting. That was extremely unexpected. There's a sort of a tail end sweetness to it. What is the spice that I'm getting off of this? It's so curious. I don't think it's a pepper of any kind. But there's nothing on the nose of it. And then there's no bitter. The malt, the hops. This might have suffered being in the fridge too long. But there's something there. That's tasty. That's just a nice little interesting. There's a leaf I'm trying to think of. Is it like a spicy leaf that I have definitely chewed before, but I'm not placing it very well. And if you take some big gulps, you can get a lot of it in there. All the flavor's dissipating. There was a lot more personality to it up front. Got a decent body to it. It's very, very smooth. The flavor to it is just, I feel like doing the research and finding out the hops and the yeast and the malt is even more important for a smash, because the smash is all about just that one single hop or single malt. That was a guy with my name in a Smash Brothers tournament. Hilltop Hijops there. Nothing on the Ross, nothing on the this. I can't believe there's absolutely nothing. Couple of blokes brewing beer. I love how they have blokes. You got your blokes out there. I think bloke sounds better as an Australian word than as a British word. Is having an anniversary party. Delivery and taproom changes. New Ross. Bulwark Cider is picking up a new Ross. Okay, so this was like a Friday wrap-up from the beer blog that is way out of date. And I can find absolutely nothing about this beer. Might have been a one-off. A single malt, single hop, one-off. But I'm curious as to what the hop was and what the malt was. Because if I'm capable of separating, the malt is delightful, very golden. But the hop has that interesting little bitter spice to it that just tastes like kind of a peppery zing. Not even a bitter. I think the sweetness is in the malt, and there's a little bit of a spice and a bitter in the hop. So, yeah, I wish I could look up what ones they use. Maybe I'll email Chris. Chris? I've got a business card around here somewhere. Tanner Tuskett Schoolhouse. I need a Rolodex of these things. I've got so many. And apparently, I just put them here. Hey, a promo coupon, a complimentary 10-ounce glass of our beverage. Oh, that was Chris. The other Chris from Patty's is up there. And surprise, surprise, the rest of my desk is a complete mess. You knew that. You know exactly what's going on. You know me too well, Internet. Damn it. Janet, this beer's good. Very obscure Rocky Horror Picture Show reference going on right there. I got through those three in only 40. Ian's right. Ian Smith of Tapestry Beer Bar, 833 Sackville Drive, is correct. I do drink fast, but I'm trying to get the most of this in me at the same time. Because if you take a sip, then you take another sip like an hour and a half later, beer's going to taste completely different. So you can't just rely on that. I feel pretty good about these three. They did not... Nothing grossed me out. I think... Honestly, I'm going to bump up my Lazy Bear to a 9.2. Glory Days, 9.1. Not... Oh, wait. Did I like the Glory Days more? Or less? Hang on. Going back. Glory Days. I feel like I did like the punch. Yeah, there's a bit more of a fruit... personality of a fruit profile, fruity and hazy and everything profile going on in the Glory Days one, because it, you did say you were hopped exposed. Lazy Days of Summer, brewed with Pilsner, shines a bright yellow. I didn't say hazy, just with a bunch of fruit in it. But for a session IPA, I think, yeah, Glory Days, if Lazy Bear is a 9.2, Glory Days is a 9.3. Hilltop Hops for this interesting smash, also very good. Different style completely. So for a smash, this is the most drinkable smash I have had. It's maybe a little lower on the body, but so I would say upper eights, maybe an 8.8, 8.9. And so I have to say an 8.9 smash ale, whatever this is. I mean, if this was supposed to be a smash, so okay, what, there we go, that's the one that we need to say. What beers can be a smash? Bam. Can be many styles of beer, including lagers, IPAs, and ales. Beer styles that can be smash: Pilsners, Vienna Lagers, Saisons, IPAs, Cream Ales, Triples, Belgian Golden Strong Ales, Barley Wines, Oktoberfests, and Wild Ales. Is this a lager? Is this an IPA? It might be an IPA. Or just an ale in general. It's definitely not a Pilsner. Oh, no. Wait, what? Who told me it was a Pilsner malt? That was, yeah, Glory Days. That didn't end up being more disappointing than I wanted it to be. Tips for brewing smash beers. Okay, so, yeah, there's some smash stuff going on, but I'm learning a little. Not that I'll retain any of it, but I feel slightly smarter. A bit, kind of, maybe, sort of. Fry. My voice. It feels like it's given out. I don't know why. Ooh. Guess what? Aw, guess what, y'all? This is... This is episode number 111, the podcast number 111, but guess which week this is? This is week 201, which means that we missed our big 200th last week, but Ian was in a show and needs must, so we're pushing it. So next week is going to be the big, big show, is going to be the big 200th. It's going to be Century Club Part 2, and we'll see how good that passes or fails. And we'll see. But I think Kier's going to be coming back, Ian's going to be here, I'm going to be here, and we might have some extra guests, we might have some more people trying this stupid plan. And we'll see how that goes. But I want to thank Candid, Lazy Bear, and Hilltop Hops for making these delicious beers. and everyone for checking this out. If you watch live, you watch the recording, thank you very much. We are here every Wednesday live on YouTube at youtube.com/drinkns, at drinknsdry, and you can check all of our archives on there, and I post up some shorts and some longers, and there's abridged, and there's extra abridged, and some funny clips and things like that, because I'm a very funny person, obviously. You can also find us, Instagram is drinknsdry, and TikTok, even though it's been more political whatnot, but I'm still tossing stuff at TikTok because it hasn't ruined everything much. As long as we don't talk about politics, I think people can't get too upset about what we're saying there. You can also find our podcast at all the podcasty places, or go straight to the source at drinkns.unsupervised.beer. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll see you next week for the big extravaganza. And good night.